time has come.
I'm as mad as hell.
The moment has arrived.
But I'm not going to take this anymore.
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Now, here are Harry Mays and Jason Mertidis.
That's right. It is time for Riled Up. We got a text early this morning from Andrew. Selling the merits of the Riled Up segment.
Yeah.
Saying it's going to be off the charts today. We'll see if it delivers. Once again, it has been lately, I got to tell you. It's been pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, it has.
He said we have some Riled Up gold today at 7:46 this morning as he began to pick through the Riled Up calls that people left at 610-771-9751. Put that number in your phone. Perhaps you can use it tonight. Flyers playoffs tonight. Be a good time to be riled up in a positive way. So hit that number up whenever you feel the need. And you can also get your live Riled Up call in the air at 610-632-0975. Let's see what we got today.
Jason, the NHL playoffs are on the golf channel tonight. You know what that means. Nobody cares about hockey, you bitch. F you Flyers, okay?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Did he re-sing the song, or did you put that in from yesterday?
He put that in there.
That's the okay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it matter that it's on the golf channel?
To me, it doesn't.
You know, they put NCAA tournament games on True TV.
Right.
Does that mean it's irrelevant, ass face?
I love the people that say, I don't know where that is. You know what? Look it up.
Yeah, you had the little C button on your Xfinity remote.
Yeah, it says guide. Hit the guide button, you dope.
And then go down. You hit the C button. It shows you all the games. And you click on the game, and then it goes down. There's a little thing that says, watch.
Right.
Jeez.
It's really hard.
You have the voice remote, too, now.
Do you understand the amount of people that call the station?
Oh,
I don't want to go on air. What time's the Sixers game tonight?
Yeah, Google look it up. What am I, a Google machine?
Jeez. We get that all the time. They'll ask you a silly question.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what time does the game start tonight? Why don't you just... The time you tweeted me, you could have looked it up.
Yeah, you know what? People that do that, they need that stupid Alexa thing.
Yeah.
All right, go get that.
The Amazon Alexa?
Yeah, go get that.
I have one.
You do?
It tells you all you need to know.
Huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't need it.
You don't need one?
I already know
and
things.
And you won't get it? You
nope.
I already know things.
I already know the things.
Okay. The Sixers stubbed their toe the other night against Miami. Miami played a different brand of basketball defensively. It ran the Sixers off the three-point line. But I'm still confident that my little dudes, the Philadelphia 76ers, are going to finish this team off. Let's go, Sixers!
Get excited!
Yeah, I love my little dudes.
They're coming off a loss for the first time in a really long time.
You know what AI said? I love my little dudes.
Yeah, well, he was well served that night, it sounded like.
So?
But he's been in a lot of the games.
Yeah.
And this whole Kevin Hart thing.
Yeah.
Miami said they used Kevin Hart as motivation.
Mm-hmm.
What? Did they not like Jumanji or something? I mean, seriously?
No, I think they're sort of doing the Spike Lee thing.
Yeah.
You know, like for Indiana.
Yeah. But Kevin Hart's not that to this market. No. Spike Lee was much more omnipresent than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm riled up. I'm sick and tired of Kevin Hart injecting himself into my Philly sports. You're not funny. Your movies suck. And you cheated on your pregnant girlfriend, you dirtball. Go away.
I agree.
Wow.
Man. Not a Kevin Hart fan.
Yeah, I remember he showed up at the Super Bowl post-game show. And crashed that set.
He was a little overserved at that situation.
A little. Right? He's a little guy, and he was big guy overserved.
Uh-huh.
Big time.
Yeah.
This is for the infinitesimal little microbe that called yesterday and ripped yours truly. I didn't say I didn't want LeBron. I want LeBron, but by himself. But I don't want Leonard because he doesn't want to play. And just because I could come in and host the show and you had to go through about 75 takes just to get your weak-ass riled-up call on the air, don't be upset with me, okay?
Wow.
Okay.
Caller on caller crime. You call for it, you got it.
I love it.
You do.
Yeah.
It's one of the things you look forward to.
Yeah.
You like a little... show on show crime.
I like
too.
A little confrontation.
Yeah. You like conflict with it.
Yeah, I do.
You feed on it, right?
I do. I think it makes everybody better.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Calls everybody out, makes you accountable.
Keeps you on edge.
Okay.
Okay? You can't get soft.
All right, well then why don't you throw a barb out there? You like the show on show crime, but you don't ever throw it out there.
Well, sometimes I do. I'm just not going to make one up for the sake of doing that.
Well, you're not going to pull an Eitan?
No, exactly. Yeah.
Show on show crime. live riled up calls at 610-632-0975.
I heard you on the morning show today, mm-hmm. and I heard Eitan refer to our show with you.
Yeah.
Where he said, oh, yeah, on a midday show, you and your partner.
Yeah, he didn't even say your name.
He didn't even say the name. Scumbag.
A little bit of resentment there, isn't there?
I know. And all I did was stroke his stupid barbershop show yesterday.
Sports shop show, yeah.
I threw that name out there 15 times. I tweeted about it. Yep. And what do I get? Disrespect.
You get your partner, not Harry Mays.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Harry Mays is your brand.
There you go. You got it. There, I gave you a barb.
There you go. Nick's riled up. What's going on, Nick?
I'll tell you why this Golf Channel thing has got us riled up. Because it's not just one of 82. Because it's playoffs. And even the people at Golf Channel aren't stupid enough to put their majors on a minor TV network. Even their majors are on a major TV network. How do you expect to gain fans to watch your sport that is currently ranked fourth? And I love hockey, by the way, when you're putting it on Golf Channel. And what are you going to give me on NBC tonight? Gossip Hollywood? Jesus.
Yeah, but again, the NCAA tournament puts games on True TV.
And the first two rounds of the Masters were on ESPN, not CBS, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
You know, TNT gets a major. I think they do maybe the British Open or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The first couple rounds. I mean, it's... I have no issue with
these
this.
These sub-networks aren't as... I get it. The weird part, it's the Golf Channel, and it's hockey.
Right.
It's, you know, and True TV is...
Yeah.
Airing basketball or whatever.
Right, but the thing is, that when the golf, he referenced golf in the majors. There's only one major going on at one time.
Yeah.
There's not four majors where you have to watch all four at the same time. Like, there are, there's like three or four hockey games tonight. Yeah, four, I think.
What
right?
they're doing is giving you a decision to make. If you're a hockey fan, there's every game to watch.
Yes.
So we're going to put it somewhere where you can get it nationally.
Exactly.
This is the area of this guy, love. I am coming down to the barn tonight to ensure the victory. I am bringing my good luck record. Nobody cares about hockey, Jason.
Not good.
Briz checking in.
Now was Briz,
woke up from his nap.
Was he actually at one of the games?
He goes on occasion, yeah.
Because I thought I saw on his Twitter he took a picture from inside the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw him. I witnessed him one time walking on the concourse.
Really?
Yep.
Now, does he try to disguise himself?
No, he can't. He's huge. He's a big guy, too.
I know.
It's like the ball's on that guy.
I know.
To be robbing the franchise still because he was a mutt,
uh-huh.
and then to go to the game. I hope he paid for a ticket.
That's what I was wondering.
Don't comp that ass. You know what I mean?
The player's entrance?
No,
he's not welcome in the room.
No, he's not welcome in the player's entrance or downstairs.
No,
he's a bad distraction.
Now, what would you do if you came and like? Let's say he got in the player's entrance and you were there. What would you say to him?
I said, what are you
doing
down here?
What have you done for this city?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say, what have you done for this city? You gave us a horseshoe around our neck. He was the reason Bob's not here.
That's right.
Damn it. And his 54 saves. Okay.
Going to hell in all legged.
F you Flyers, we're on the road to free agency. F you Flyers, we're gonna rip the C from G. F you Flyers.
The team's trying to tie up a series tonight.
Come on.
See, we're gonna talk about this tomorrow about Fairweather fans.
Yeah, that's a disrespect.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, because there is a lot of disrespectful people. Like some guy tweeted me yesterday and was like, big deal if Couturier's out. He sucks anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. I mean, are you... You know nothing about the game if you really believe that.
Oh, my God.
And then there's people chiming in that agree with him.
Yeah.
What's he done? He's good.
You know, that organization is like a punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
For fans, like whether they're fans of the sport or the team or not, but they're Eagle fans, but they like to throw a lot of punches at the Flyers.
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of people still seem to think that they have the biggest homer fans and show fans, right? And that's not the case.
They get a lot of abuse.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They didn't go with this patient approach, and they tried that win-at-all-cost mentality for years, and it didn't work.
Right.
So they try the patient approach.
And now they're getting roasted for it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Mm. Inge is checking in.
Do we want to do this?
I don't know that we do.
Oh.
Yo. What's going on, man?
Yo. No one cares about football right now, man. We got a situation here. First of all, you're Mr. Hockey. Can you please explain to me
throughout this whole year, hockey season, I still don't know what the hell this team is.
I don't
either. What this identity is.
I'll give it to you, because it's actually a good question. Consistently inconsistent.
Yeah.
That's their identity,
that's what I mean.
I guess.
So how do they win? How can they win?
Because just when you think
they are, how they're going to play.
Yeah, you don't, because that's the thing that drives you bananas. Because when you think they're dead, they rise. And when you think they're, okay, they're a good team now.
It's almost like random.
Yeah.
You can't
it's bipolar.
Like that.
Yeah, it's bipolar.
Look, the Sixers, can you please, the coach has no confidence. He's scared to death to put in Fultz. And the faster that the GM realizes that he made a huge mistake with this guy, that's when we'll win a championship. And you can't build a team around Ben Simmons. You can't win a championship that way.
I'll let you stop before you go too far. The Fultz thing, he played 4 minutes the other night.
It's actually a decent call.
Yeah, he made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I agree. I thought Brett Brown should have put Fultz back in the game and put Simmons down in a post position.
Mm-hmm.
And had Fultz and put Fultz back, but he had no confidence in him based on that first 4 minutes.
Yeah, and also a question, the defensive approach to Dwayne Wade after he started torching you.
Yeah.
Fultz
looked a little disinterested.
How much did you need to see?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Let's take another live riled up call here. Let's go to Chris's riled up. What's up, Chris?
Hey guys, I'm riled up because when the Phillies games end late, their results should be in the daily news the next day. Cause
well, they got a deadline there, though, Chris. They got a deadline there.
I'm thinking there that, if the Eagles games ended late, though, they had the results.
Not like a Monday night game. If it's a Monday night game and it ends late,
yeah,
they don't have the result.
It's too late for it's after the press, right?
Yeah,
it goes to print,
right?
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I looked at a box score in a paper newspaper.
Well, not as the primary way of finding out what happened. I might look at it after the fact, but I've already known what happened.
Like, yeah.
I've seen it online, or I'm like,
you got the whole game logged on.
Yeah,
printed in the bag. You probably have last
season
in the bag
for the
now.
Eagles.
Do you still have it in the bag?
Probably not.
You lightened it up.
I think I lightened it.
You wanted to lighten the load there.
Yeah,
it's a good move.
Yeah,
I'm riled up because every single time you ask someone their handicap, what do they always say, Harry? Do you know what they say? Oh, I stink, but my handicap is blank, blank, blank.
Mm-hmm.
I know you stink because if you were any good, you'd be playing on the tour and you wouldn't be playing with me on this public court.
Yeah,
and yes, I'm a public court guy. I'm not rich like you, Harry.
There's nothing wrong with that. Playing on a muni?
No. And I'm not rich.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if you've seen Harry's pay stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's far from rich.
Yeah. That doesn't happen, tend to do.
No.
You know what's got me riled up? When I see a woman driving 55 miles an hour in the left lane, and she's on her phone texting, but there's a passenger in the car. Bad enough, you're texting while driving. You can't pass the damn phone to your girlfriend? Seriously.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's
a good point.
It's a great point. And it does rile people up.
It does. Me. I get riled up about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul on the live line. Paul's riled up. What's up, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? I'm riled up because I can't understand the fair weather fans sometimes in this city. We have three teams in this city right now who have greatly exceeded my expectations to the point where two of them are in the playoffs and the Phillies aren't doing so bad either. I don't understand. I'm riled up. I don't want to hear some guy call in and sing a song about the Flyers. Are you kidding me? Come on, they're a young team. They're trying to gain their identity. I think they'll be just fine. I think they're going to be all right tonight, and I'm tired of hearing some of these clowns call in and give us disrespect for our two wonderful young winner teams, and the Phillies aren't doing bad either.
Yeah.
It's a great call, Paul.
It's a great call.
The
Flyers can tie things up tonight.
There's so much hate in the world right now. People just love to put something down.
Yeah.
When things are good, they'll put it down. Now, I'm not saying what's going on right now with the Flyers is good. They're down 2-1. They've gotten belted in 2 games.
Yeah.
They got a chance to tie it tonight. But there's people that love to just crap on everything.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you.
It gives them some kind of satisfaction to be a D. I don't know why.
But out of the four, I mean, you know, people are... They like to beat on the Flyers, I think. I think that's that team.
Is it mistreated? Are they mistreated?
No, it's been a long time since they've actually done anything.
The Eagles never won a Super Bowl until last year.
No, I know.
But they got hit.
Football's the passion of the city, though.
Yeah. And they heard about it.
Yeah, they did. They got their fair share of criticism.
No question about it.
Yeah, Jason, this is your therapist again. You were supposed to stop in and pick up this prescription, and you failed to show, I guess, your plan with the fidget spinner, or you're too busy making list after list after list, or worrying about what people think. We got to talk. You need to focus on self. Don't worry about what others think. Tonight, I'd like you to stop by. We're going to have a little counseling class.
Got a hockey game.
I have a fifth grader, a third grader, and a two-year-old that would love to help you with this problem, and we're going to color. It'll help you to relax.
Okay. Well, I got a sorry, therapist, and apparently your voice got a lot deeper because I don't see a man.
Jeez. You see a...
I favor a woman.
Dr. Melfi? Yes. You got your own Dr. Melfi?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I'm good. I don't need to stop by. I'm of sane mind.
Yeah, you are. You're very up on your skates.
Yeah.
This week. Whole week.
Well, it's playoff week, Harry. You got to raise the level.
Yeah.
You got to earn tomorrow, as they say.
Oh, that's right. You'll get your first shift. You'll earn your next one.
What got me riled up right now, fellas, is the riled up session that you just actually did. You got to give Andrew some props today. No rip name at the end, but this had to be one of the best ever. F.U. Flyers, F.U. Flyers.
All right, enough of this.
Yep, that's the big dog poop.
That's the big dog poop.
Oh, man. All the guys were doing, Rugsy was doing
the
memes or whatever.
The memes. He did one of Stazak that was awesome.
Yeah.
People loved it.
Blew the back off the toilet.
Hey.
It was awesome.
Oh.
Stazak was favoriting the
tweets. He was. He enjoyed it, too.
Yep, absolutely.
We have one more.
We do.
Is it
you don't need to play music.
Yes.
Because we already added someone ourselves.
Oh, really?
It feels good to be skating with the devil. Claude Giroux has to pick his game up to another level. Feels good to be ignoring the booing crowd. It feels good for the first time in a long time.
Feels good to be running from the devil. Another breath and I'm up another level.
Yes!
Yes! To be up above the clouds. Feels good for the first time in a long time.
It feels good to be skating with the devil. Claude Giroux has to pick his game up to another level.
There you go.
Feels good.
All right.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a good job. Who sings that song?
I don't know, but Darren.
Sir Sly.
Who?
Oh, Sir Sly.
Sir Sly. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's a Mikey Miss band.
Oh, it is?
I used to play that when I was on the Mikey Miss show.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that an alt pick of the week?
Could be.
Yeah.
You never know. That's Riled Up, though. That was a great Riled Up segment today. Brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right.